The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We take a walk.
Taking a walk down Information Alley on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Friday is upon us, 24th of October. So a week from today is Halloween, Kenny. Kenny Kessler,
here with me. Yes,
Jennifer does not have Ebola. Jennifer's not here.
As far as we know.
But yeah, exactly. As far as we know, she was doing some work in some place that apparently, you know, whenever there is, this is the situation in our country. Whenever somebody comes down with anything now, the news media has taken this course of action that so stirs people up. Do you think he has Ebola? Has she been exposed to Ebola? Does that family have Ebola? Does this city have a new case of Ebola? Well, now, speaking of cities, New York City, doctor there testing positive for Ebola. He was treating patients in West Africa. He's the fourth confirmed case in the U.S. and the first one in New York City. What say you about that? 888-302-3684. Bound to happen in the big cities where people are coming in and going around having come from this area. That's why we need to shut down these countries. Can't do it. Not a good idea. President says, don't worry, things are calming down. So one wonders, there are two things this week, Kenny, that seem to me to focus on as we just went through the top 10 items, top 10 talk radio items this week, according to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. And you can see the list of those every Friday. Our poll at DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, lists the 10 things that seem to have gotten the most turn, the most focus, the most play, if you will, in the world of news talk conversational programming. And the midterm elections, number four this week, I think the elections turn on things like the way the administration has handled Ebola, like the way the administration has handled the issue of immigration. One wonders whether news reporters just plant sometimes, depending on their own political preference, plant stories. It's certainly capable of doing that. That may sway people's opinions one way or another to go down a street that they would prefer you to go down. If they can influence you, they will. That's the difference between those who are quote-unquote reporters and news people and journalists today versus the Walter Cronkite era, put it that way. So when I see the story about the administration thinking about, rumored to be issuing 34 million illegal immigrants green cards, one wonders, is that a planted story? Is that the real story? And if it is the real story, does it affect the way you're going to vote? If you're normally voting for the person and you have a choice between a Republican or a Democrat and you see and hear a discussion about how green cards may be issued to 34 million people in our country who are not supposed to be here based on the unemployment rate that's still close to 7%, isn't it? When's the last time you saw, Kenny, a number? I've seen it at 6.4, 6.7, 7.71 this year. It certainly isn't at 4%, which is where it normally is when things are healthy.
Last I saw, I thought, and I'm not positive, but I thought the most recent one was 5.9.
Really? Okay. I didn't see that number. But even if it's 5.9, that's great. What is this putting 34 million illegals on the streets looking for jobs going to do to that number? And again, does it influence you? Ken, when you go into the ballot box, what usually influences you? Have you made up your mind? See, this is the thing. A lot of people don't make up their minds before they go into the ballot box. They kind of are, even though maybe read the booklets and got an explanation by watching some of the news stories and the debates and blah, blah, blah. But how do you really make up your mind?
for the midterms. Well, I'm in San Diego, and Duncan Hunter, who I had a lot of respect for, his son, who I do not have much respect for, is kind of riding on his coattails.
Really?
So I don't even know who's running against him, but I'm going to vote against him.
So you'll vote for the other person.
Right.
Because you think that Duncan Hunter is a longtime congressman from that area. And, yeah, he did a good job. But that happens all the time. Look at what's happening in, is it Florida where Bob Graham's daughter, yes, it is Florida, Bob Graham's daughter is running for a congressional seat up in the panhandle, if I remember correctly. And I'm sure somebody will correct me if I'm wrong in Florida. 888-302-3684. I can take it. You can tell me I'm wrong. So there's that. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say, but one of the things that I find that I think about almost as much as any issue are the negative ads, because those are an immediate turnoff for me.
Yeah.
If you start your ad by not being able to tell me anything that you support or you are doing or you have done, but all you can do is tell me what a horrible person the other guy is, you don't have my vote. And the robocalls.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. Fever pitch, and we've got a 2 weeks to go.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. And they're just as bad as the negative ads. They're all calls that want to tell you how terrible the other person is.
There are two circumstances. I was in New Hampshire for a while yesterday looking at some of the billboards and then seeing there, because New Hampshire is in the sort of greater Boston market, see lots of television ads for either Jean Shaheen, who's the current, she was the governor and she became the senator, and now she's being challenged by Scott Brown, who was the fellow that won Ted Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts. It sounds complicated. He also had a home in New Hampshire, decided not to run for the Senate again against Elizabeth Warren, which he had because he would have gotten my vote. But anyway, he's in New Hampshire. It's a neck-and-neck race. My guess is he will win, and it'll be because the people there have identified Jean Shaheen with Obama. And that's been the way, even though I'm not a fan of Shaheen, because she's pulled the same thing on Scott Brown. Instead of telling you what she's done, the advertising moguls say, oh, let's tear him apart. Well, we really can't tear him apart. You can if you want to. You can tear anybody apart you want. I can tear you apart. You can tear America. Whatever you want to do, you can find a way to do it. But as Kenny said, how does that help you decide who's better? Who can better serve you if somebody's just telling basically rat tails about the other and not saying what he or she has done to deserve your vote? Most of these people haven't done much of anything to deserve your vote. Therefore, in this circumstance where Kenny is using San Diego as an example, where there's a name but there isn't much else, it's kind of vapid, you look at the other person and you vote for him because you don't like what that person stands for. And that's when I think about what it is that when I go to the voting booth next week, I normally, if I'm voting in Massachusetts anyway, I very rarely vote for people who win. There's a Republican who's running for governor and a Democrat, and I got myself into trouble, not trouble with quotation marks around it. I said some things about these Irish women politicians who are trying to be just like Elizabeth Warren, and they are this so patently phony. They sound it. They reek of it. It isn't, and you've seen the same thing over the years with men who try to do it. And I don't know what it is about the Irish in Massachusetts and Boston, but that's what it takes. Either a good Irish name or a good Italian name will carry the day, never mind whether they're qualified or not. And so that's what you're dealing with, because people don't study what the real issues are. And many people don't even think that they have to get out. They think they're doing their job if they get out every 4 years and vote in the presidential election. So what do we have? We had almost 70% turnout, didn't we, last time there was a presidential election?
Something like that.
Vicinity. And this time around, it's 40%, 45% turnout. The news media will tell you that's a big crowd for a midterm election, when in fact every single person in this country who's of age should be registered and ought to be voting. That's your job. That's part of your responsibility. That's part of what it takes to be a good American. Unless you're sick, and then we get into the whole, you know, you can't go to vote, but you get into the whole thing of why do they have it on Tuesday, let's have a weekend vote, and yada, yada. Should we have a computerized vote? It's just pretty amazing and intense now. But what my theme here, my theory as we get started was, a lot of people are going to blame the Democrats in general because of their association with the administration, because he's a Democrat. And the way the Ebola situation is being handled isn't good. The way the immigration situation is being handled isn't good. The way the economy is being handled isn't good. And so that's what's going to go into people's minds, I think, as they vote in a couple of weeks. What about you? What turns you on? What sends you to the polls? What gets you to want somebody to be there for whatever the reason? That's kind of the focus here. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, 888-302-DOUG. Let's get into the BuzzBox mode. BuzzBox Coffee, B-U-Z-Z-B-O-X, B-U-Z-Z-B-O-X, BuzzBox Coffee. Good stuff. And it's free. Yep. Good to great comments. When I look at the things that people are saying about the transference, if you will, signing up is so simple. Call 866-456-7805. Sign up for a free bag of BuzzBox coffee. You may never have to pay for coffee again, in fact. Here's the new news. Give the folks at BuzzBox a call, 866-456-7805. For every friend or family member who joins BuzzBox coffee, you'll get $20. How about that? Ask your friends to call 866-456-7805. You'll get $20 off the next shipment, and they'll actually get $20 off, too. So you get $20, they get $20 off. Refer a friend. So, Michael, you can do that. Michael can do it. 866-456-7805. Send a friend to buy BuzzBox coffee. Tell them how great it is. If Jennifer were here, she'd tell you. Michael likes drinking it. And most people I know like drinking it. You'll love the smell, you'll like drinking it, and you'll like the deal. It's the best coffee that you can find. That's what I'm told by my coffee-drinking friends. Therefore, it's the official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, BuzzBox Coffee. Save money, get a reward, drink great coffee, 866-456-7805. Call for BuzzBox now.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Try MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil from Valvoline, 140 years under your hood.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
So just in time for Christmas, the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack will be released on cassette. A lot of good stuff in this. I've not seen the movie yet, but everybody's convincing me that I need to go see the Guardians of the Galaxy because, if nothing else, the music of my era, Kenny, right? Redbone is a good example of this. Come and get your love. It's a great pop music song, isn't it? Is it the way you've been encouraging me, Kenny, more than anybody else to go see this? Is it just the way the music plays into the stories? How is
it's a very fun, very entertaining story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also really neat because the main character has a mixtape that his mother made for him when he was younger,
right,
of all of her favorite songs from the 70s.
Right.
So he's flying spaceships around in some other galaxy and popping this tape into the cassette deck in there. So he's flying around, but he's listening to songs like this.
Mm-hmm. What else are you listening to, Michael? What's next? Jackson 5, yes. Crank this puppy up. As an aside, this reminds me of what happened on this date, 1966. Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown, got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And it would be a good time, not necessarily now, to go through some of the music of some of the people that he found. Very cool stuff. Off of the Raspberries, Eric Carmen. Now I know I'm going to go see the movie. Crank this one up, Michael. How can you not be happy when you hear this sort of thing coming out of a radio speaker? Fun, good pop music. And there's dozens of tunes like this, right, on the Guardian of the Galaxy soundtrack. It'd be a nice Christmas present for somebody to give to me. I mean, I'd go buy it myself.
It's already been out. It's on you know, on CD and digital downloads, and has sold very well.
Good.
This will be a limited edition thing, this cassette, that will be a nice souvenir for fans.
Yeah, right, right, right. Can you still buy things like this at movies? You used to be able to buy stuff like this at the movie itself.
I don't think too many theaters do that anymore.
Really? All right, late night shows. Action last night. First, a laugh from Conan O'Brien, then Craig Ferguson.
I can't believe this, but it happened again at the White House yesterday. Everybody talking about this yesterday. Yet another person jumped the White House fence. It happened again. Yeah. On the bright side, at least Michelle Obama's finally getting more Americans to exercise. You get a nice burn right here when you go over the fence.
Running away from guard dog.
Yeah. Two dogs got the guy.
Last night, the Kansas City Royals beat San Francisco Giants, so now the World Series is headed back to San Francisco, all tied up.
I remember being tied up in San Francisco once. Best damn blind day of my life.
Funny, for a long time I didn't find him. I found watching him annoying. I don't know how many times did I watch this guy? Maybe four times in a year at the most because of the hour he's on. There was that skeleton thing that he did. With that bobbing skeleton toy.
Oh, kidding. Yeah.
It was just annoying.
His co-host.
Yeah, kind of. Maybe I should try that as a co-host on this program, though, huh? Bobblehead. All right, so anyway, a little fun, nice music, get our minds off of the other things that are going on in the world. It's the Friday Good Day program. Do I have to go back to Ebola? I suppose I spend a little bit more time. There are some interesting developments there, and so we'll work on those as we continue in the next half hour of Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, student debt now exceeds credit card debt in America, which hurts students and the economy. What can or should Washington do about it?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then somehow my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids and foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Come back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Ron Reagan. With student debt at $1.2 trillion burdening both students and consumer demand in the economy, what, if anything, should Washington do to help students get the college they need?
I don't think anybody, by going to college, should become indebted. Life is hard enough as it is for young people graduating from college. The idea that we would saddle them with $30,000 of debt on average coming out of college, that 7 in 10 of them would be in debt as they leave college, is crazy as a matter of policy to me. Every American who has the intellectual wherewithal to make use of college,
right,
wants to go to college, should have the opportunity to be in college and not end up in debt as a result. We can accomplish that as a nation. We just have to put the money in the right place.
You would subsidize it in some
Absolutely.
Way.
Well, I think he's largely right on his solution. I just don't know that the government should be paying all the costs. Of course the government should be subsidizing student loans. I had a subsidized student loan from the government when I went to college. My beef with this is that colleges and universities are jacking up the rates on tuition to pay these lavish salaries for educators and overhead that I think we need to rethink.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Ron Reagan.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains Dicoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
The Good Day program with good news. Ken Kessler is here, that's good. Jennifer Horn, not. That's not good news. But listen, she's here today, gone tomorrow. That's the way it works. You know how these flighty women are? That's a sexist remark. Get that down. He dug in his sexist remarks at 34 after the hour on Good Day Friday. It is. So, the good news. I take a deep breath because I think some people think, oh, this is the good, this is the best you can do for good news. Officials credit increased rescue efforts, Kenny, as well as Spanish language media campaigns discouraging Latin Americans from walking across the border into the United States. The credit because number of people dying at the border has dropped to a 15-year low. You understand what happens here. There are several areas. I think there are, some say there are four or five. I believe there are nine or ten, actually, areas that, whether it's Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, where you can walk across, and pretty much everybody knows it. Border Patrol knows it. I mean, the government here knows it. The government there knows it. People know it. There are truckloads, busloads, almost convoys of people to walk across or swim across or sneak across in some way, shape, or form. And that leads to, I had a fellow I know who told me the story of people dying. He crossed at 9 years old, crossed the desert in Arizona, and got into this country. And there were three or four people that were with him who all died of starvation or malnutrition. Because sometimes it takes days to do this. And there's no water, there's no food, so there is a real, and if you do it the time of year when it's so hot down there, you can imagine crossing that desert into America. It's a way they know the places. And this is what's so foolish about this. I guess I'm getting off on the good news is that not so many people are dying crossing into our country illegally. But the other side of it is these people all know it's such a joke because the border people on our side know where they're coming in. And these people all, some of them do it 3, 4, 5 times. They get caught, they get deported, they go back, and then they come back again. And they know how to do it. So, anyway, but I guess that's good news, sort of. Fewer people are dying there. I know some of you listening say, that's what they deserve. They're trying to get in here illegally, so let them die. I don't think that's necessarily the right attitude, but... Okay, another item that I consider to be good news, the positive side of the scale, is that the Iraqi military, excuse me, who seem to have been basically giving up. ISIS points a gun at them, they throw their guns on the ground, they run away. And if the ISIS guys don't catch them and chop them up, then they disappear. But guess what? The American weapons that we provided them get into the hands of ISIS. Well, apparently this week, American officials are saying, you believe them or not, whatever you want to do is fine with me. This American soldier, this American general said, quote, we've seen them start to act like an army, referring to the Iraqi military, in combating the ISIS group. We've seen them start to act like an army. Is that PR? Or is it the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? I hope it's the truth, don't you?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Kenny, what do you have monitoring social media? The Facebook.com address, Twitter at Good Day, the essence of our situation with ISIS. You're always following. There are a lot of comments. That's usually, what, number one, number two each week in terms of comments from our listeners?
Let me see. I don't see much about ISIS. A couple, a tangent of ISIS, the attacks in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of comments about that.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Greg says, wasn't Canada one of the first responders in Libya supporting the Libyan rebels? You can't support a state of anarchy in one country and expect your house to always be peaceful.
What do you read into that?
I don't know. It seems kind of unlikely. I don't remember hearing about Canada being too much involved in any, in any conflict.
This kid was just a whack job. He needed help, and this was his way of reaching out for help in one way, shape, or another, and his help came in the form of a bullet. What else?
And one more. This one, this is a kind of a typical comment when something like this happens. This shooting in Canada makes me believe even more so that every U.S. citizen should now be issued or allowed to have conceal and carry.
So we can shoot who?
Everybody.
Okay. I suppose Jennifer would say if she were here, or Richie. 888-302-3684. Okay, so I want you to know about Dr. Craig Spencer. That name ring a bell yet with you, Dr. Craig Spencer? By the time this day is out, well, maybe by the time the weekend is over, people are going to know he was a member of Doctors Without Borders. Yesterday, he came down with a 103-degree fever, bad diarrhea. Now he's being treated in an isolation ward at Bellevue Hospital in New York. It has a designated Ebola center. It has isolation ward there they've set up. There are more tests being done to confirm the results today. The Ebola response team has been sent to New York. The president spoke to the governor of New York and the mayor, Mr. Blah Blasio, offering federal help to take care of this guy. One person, governor, mayor, president, involved in the treatment of one person. Health officials have been tracing his contacts to identify anybody who may be at risk. City Health Commissioner says Dr. Spencer's fiance and two friends have been quarantined. See how this gets just it grows and grows and grows. What about the chances of an average New Yorker getting Ebola because of this guy? We all know it spread through direct contact with bodily fluids. Health officials say anybody else getting sick, chances are slim. Didn't say none. Slim. Somebody can't be infected, Dr. Ken Kronhaus says, by just being near somebody who's sick. You're not contagious unless you are actually sick. And now there seems to be some argument, isn't there, about whether it's 21 days or 14 days or 28, whatever, who knows. Anyway, the news has stirred up some people in New York and elsewhere, big cities, where there are going to be people coughing, right? You see people going down the street all the time with a... Sometimes the smokers cough. Sometimes the cold, sneezing, whatever it is. But every, you know it as well as I do, every time you see somebody now who's coughing, you think, does he have Ebola? Right? Honestly. Isn't that what you think? It's only human nature to think that way. Well, get away from that guy. He's got Ebola. Stay in your home. Don't go outside. Ebola is rampant. It's everywhere. Huh? I don't think so. 4,800 people have died in West Africa. Okay? In the U.S., the first person diagnosed with the disease was a guy who cheated his way into our country, lied, got ill, and died. Other doctors and nurses who have been working over in these areas have gotten sick, come back, gotten treatment, and they're okay. So this is not a death sentence. It's not cool by any stretch of the imagination to get it, not only for you, but the people around you to care about. But it is not a death sentence. It is, however, a mess. And because politicians refuse to shut down the borders of those countries and to say no to anybody who wants to come here, we have this mindless millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars being spent to protect people who have no business in our country whatsoever. If you're from these countries, stay the hell out of our country. Does that sound too jingoistic? I don't get, frankly, that this is anything other than stupid political... I don't like you using that frame of reference. It's not going to kill you.
You know what bothers me?
What bothers you?
When people use the defense that there will be severe economic repercussions if we shut the borders down.
Severe economic.
And my response to them is, what do you think Ebola spreading across the country or across the world, what kind of economic repercussions do you think that will have?
And I think that's the that's one of the many correct answers, Richie.
If we take a month and just shut everything down.
Shut it down. Yep.
You contain it.
Shut it down. That's what they've done, and they did that in Nigeria, and the problem's over.
They sure did.
Done. Finished. So leadership is what we need. Strength, and good leadership. 16 and a half before the hour. Rich at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler in San Diego monitoring, among other things, what you're thinking with your comments at our social media palace, which is facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday. Here's something I get comments. You send email to me about lots of different things, doug@dougstefan.com. One of them is and I have stacks of email from people who respond one way or another. Oftentimes, the response is to something that I sound very passionate about or about a product that I've talked about that somebody has used and either liked or didn't like. And so far, I've not heard from anybody who didn't like Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Pretty much everybody
who's really gotten
onto it understand how good it is. They couldn't tell you it was nearly 100% potent and pure if it wasn't. Because there are too many agencies monitoring products like this. So they tell you what the truth is. And the truth is, Omax 3 Ultra Pure has 16 times the amount of omega-3 fish oil content as compared to what you would find in a krill oil capsule. Soft gels, omega-3, Omax 3 Ultra Pure is the most unique way, because, among other things, the blister packs makes it easy for you to get a maximum absorption into your system, No fish burps. People laugh.
That's the thing. Yeah. You know what? For me, all that other stuff is cool. It's great. Fine. Whatever. But the taste of any pill. Yeah. Forget fish oil. All pills. Mm. And especially with the fish oils. And you don't get that aftertaste. You don't get that burps. You know, it's so that's why I stick with it. It's
There's
great.
One capsule that I take pretty much every day that has it's an herb, basically. But it's built around people think it's medicine. I suppose it is, in a manner of speaking. All this stuff is a sort of medicine, good for your body. But when you take minerals on top of vitamins, and then there are some things, arugula is something that and it leaves a horrible aftertaste. I'm just saying that because there are some things that just don't go away.
Yeah.
Omax 3 Ultra Pure just smoothly goes down into your system, goes to work. Healthy cholesterol levels are maintained with Omax 3 Ultra Pure. The aches and pains that you have, because it almost sounds like this is too good to be true, but having good quality fish oil like this in your system really does help you with so many things, including keeping your mind sharp, getting that
lubrication. My mother-in-law right now is dealing with arthritis.
Yeah, how's she doing?
It helps.
Yeah. All right. So here's the way for you to get on the bandwagon with a free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Call 800-316-7819. Get that free 30-day supply. You'll be asked to cover the cost of shipping and handling. No big deal. The 30-day supply is out. Then you're going to feel the difference. They're not foolish. They know that once you try it, you're going to like it. You're going to come back and actually pay them for a 30-day or a 90-day or a 120-day supply. Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You can go online to Doug, D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omax, O-M-A-X, the number 3, Doug4Omax3.com and order, or dial 800-316-7918. Yeah, you will actually feel like a new person. Really, you will when you get into this. 800-316-7918.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One mouse bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those today.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Bill, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
This is a report by Honda. Shopping for a new SUV? You're not alone. The small SUV and crossover segment is one of the fastest growing car segments, making up 12.1% of all new car sales. This is an increase from 11.2% in 2011 and a jump from 2007 when it only made up 6.7% of the market. So you may want to hear who Motor Trend just announced as its 2015 Sport Utility Vehicle of the Year. Editor-in-Chief Edward Lowe.
The 2015 Honda CR-V impressed our judges with its extensive list of delightful design and thoughtful engineering improvements. Our editors were especially impressed by Honda's responsive and efficient, continuously variable transmission and sophisticated safety system, particularly the smart and seamlessly integrated lane-keeping assist system. Efficient, practical, and a joy to drive, the 2015 Honda CR-V does virtually everything well.
Motor Trend bases its decision off of 6 criteria, including advancement in design, efficiency, engineering excellence, performance of intended function, safety, and value. For more, visit MotorTrend.com.
Did you know that Froggy, renowned morning show radio host, is living with a rare and potentially life-threatening hormonal disorder called acromegaly? The disease is caused by a non-cancerous pituitary tumor that produces too much growth hormone, which in turn triggers an overproduction of another hormone, insulin-like growth factor 1. Left uncontrolled, acromegaly can cause enlarged body parts and serious health issues like heart disease, colon cancer, and even death. Like many others, Froggy struggled for years before being properly diagnosed. Now he's sharing his story to educate people about acromegaly and how he's taken control of his health.
When I was finally diagnosed,
diagnosed with acromegaly. It came as a relief because I had lived for years with symptoms I couldn't explain. My hands, feet, and jaw grew significantly. I had horrible headaches, sweated profusely, and felt tired all the time. Since being diagnosed, I've had multiple surgeries and now understand how important it is to ensure my hormone levels are properly controlled. That's why I take monthly injections and go for regular checkups with my endocrinologist to monitor my hormone levels. I took control of my acromegaly. I encourage others to do the same.
To learn more about acromegaly and proper management of the disease, visit acromegalyinfo.com.
All right, so we're coming to the end of the federal fiscal year. Good news from the Veterans Affairs Department. They say they have made 1.3 million decisions about how to take care of pension problems and health problems with veterans. Do you believe that, or is this just PR? 1.3 million decisions made. Largest number of claims, record-breaking output of that department. Do you believe it?
I believe part of it, not all of it.
All right. Richie, Kenny, and Doug at 51 after on Good Day.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tech Talk time now on the Doug Good Day program. Shelley Palmer is our tech talker, or one of them. There are always two or three good stories every day. We have a couple of actually good ones at DougStefan.com today. One of them from the... Excuse me.
You'll be okay there? I know the tech talk gets you all choked up.
It does. I get choked up. The job hunting website CareerBuilder.com has come out with a list of the most ridiculous excuses people have to get out of going to work. That's pretty interesting. And then the story about Apple becoming the world's most valuable company. Both of those at DougStefan.com. Shelley Palmer will be here in a moment to talk with you about Apple's new tablets, including the Air 2 and the Mini 3. You in for those? Richie, as well, I know you're a big fan of the iPhone. You've got your new one.
Yeah, no, I have iPhones, iPads, iMacs, and MacBooks. I've got it all.
Got it all. Yeah. All right. They love you at Apple.
I'm their biggest fan.
They love you. All right, so Shelley's going to tell you, those of you who haven't gotten in line with Richie, the story about the Air 2 and the Mini 3. Up next here on Good Day.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. At Apple's iPad event last week, the company unveiled two new tablets, the iPad Air 2 and the iPad Mini 3. The Air 2 is the best tablet Apple has ever made. The Mini 3, however, is nearly identical in every way to the Mini 2, except now it comes in gold and includes a Touch ID. If you've been waiting to upgrade your tablet, the Air 2 is a pretty good choice. The Mini 3? Not so much. With the 5.5-inch iPhone 6 Plus now available, the iPad Mini has less of a place in the tech world than ever before. Size matters, though, and if you're desperate to have a 7.9-inch device, the best bang for your buck is the iPad Mini 2. Now starting at $299, the Mini 2 is $100 less than the Mini 3 and just as powerful. With five iPads to choose from, you may have too many choices. But spend smart. For me, it's an iPad Air 2 or the iPad Mini 2. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey neighbor, did you know LED bulbs save energy and can last for over 20 years? It's true. So stop by your neighborhood Ace to stock up and save on the best bulbs for the best price. Get dimmable LED 60-watt equivalent bulbs by Fight for just $5.99 after $2 instant savings with Ace Rewards Card. So you can save today and tomorrow. Now through October 31st at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with... Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
All right, so there's a poll that we had at DougStephan.com this week that found more people get political news from Facebook than they do from CNN or Fox. And I don't know if you heard the results or saw the results at DougStephan.com of that poll. Where do you usually get your news? The essence, well, I mean, you look at the bits and pieces. Our poll at DougStephan.com pretty much agreed with the Facebook poll that people are looking at Facebook for, and I guess this is an age thing, though, don't you think? Online news sites, it basically goes to how old you are. A lot of people still want to read the newspaper.
Some people do. My wife still does. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of people, you have to be careful because who knows who's posting what, and people will read and believe anything.
All kinds of stuff, exactly. If it's printed, it must be true.
Betty White has died three times in the last 6 months, so you got to check it out.
So she has nine lives and only six left?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. You found something else that was interesting.
You know, scientists at the University of Cincinnati are working with a group on new wearable sweat sensors that will allow healthcare workers to run a number of tests that currently require blood being drawn. They're using paper microfluidics, similar to like a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
And these they identify biomarkers in sweat, and it connects to a smartphone, so your nurse will be able to walk in and instead of drawing blood, use these little sweat sensors to see what's going on in your body.
Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. Awesome would be the word I would use for that.
You don't like technology and health.
Well, I think
you're not a fan of technology and health.
It depends
what
on
what happened with the old rectal thermometer.
Why can't we just stick with that?
Where's
the rectal jet to help you when you have
a hot flash
down there or wherever it may be? All right, so there we have technology, good, bad, and indifferent, new and old. It's all here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, 59.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.